Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera. And yeah, normally it is John Ritchie, but it's the Mac Man, Jody Mac, in today. Great to be with you as we get off and rolling on this Thursday morning with the Phils. Well, they were off and rolling, I guess, last night, but they didn't finish well. Give up a run in the ninth, obviously give up a lead that was only a 1-0 lead. Nothing wrong with the pitchers last night. Mickey Abel was tremendous. But the bat's not doing the job. Some defensive stuff came into focus. We'll get to that. Look, we'll take your reactions. The Phils lose north of the border. A lot of Eagles stuff to do today. A lot. We got a lot of audio to play for you, various things related to the Birds. Plus, the Stanley Cup started last night, NBA Finals tonight. Still, all of it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494, including your chance to win Phillies tickets to join us in the game next week. But you only can win by calling and giving us a great answer. So hop aboard the phone lines, 215-592-9494. MacMan, how are you, pal?
Well, except for the fact that the Phillies scored exactly one run last night.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, you know, it'd be interesting, big picture. Let me ask you this right out of the game. This goes for everyone, 215-592-9494. Bigger picture. Do you wake up happy today, Mick Abel pitched so well, or do you wake up annoyed today that the Phillies lost because the bats didn't hit well?
Well, I'm a glass half full guy, So I'd look at Abel's effort, which was
terrific.
That's a good word to
describe.
Not
tremendous because it wasn't too deep in the game.
Correct.
But terrific. I mean, you know, five and what, a third and one run.
Right. And they put it up on the screen. I was watching the TV last night, and he is now third longest, and you get one shot at this, and then it's over and done with.
Yep.
Third longest start to a career by a Phillies pitcher without giving up a run. He surpassed Cole Hamels.
Wow.
Hamels was at 10,
wow,
and he got an out in the 10th before a run was scored. And both of the two previous guys were, one was from the 1800s, and the other one was from the 40s or somewhere thereabouts. So close to 100 years, the only guy who had gone 10 or more was Cole Hamels at the start of his Philly career, and Abel went 10 and change. You put yourself on a historic level, that's a damn good thing to start your career.
No, it's terrific. I mean, if you miss it last night, I know sometimes these, you know, Toronto games and all, you know, maybe people don't watch quite as much, but he was terrific. He really was outstanding. Problem was the best in hit. The other problem, unless it's not a problem, and you be the judge and you can weigh in, 215-592-9494. Man, a lot of people came crashing down on social media on Brandon Marsh for not catching that ball in center field. Now, do I think he could have caught it? Yes. Do I think he should have caught it? Well, here's where it gets tricky. With his speed, no. But I think part of the point of a lot of people last night was, if he was a better fleet of foot center fielder, he would have caught the ball. Like, Jody, I got this article in front of me. This is from Joe Giglio like 2 or 3 days ago. And the title of the article was, Can the Phillies Win It All With This Defense? And he goes in all sorts of numbers. And their numbers aren't great. I mean, they're really actually pretty bad when you look at some of these, you know, sabermetric dork numbers. And I thought of that play, I thought of this article is what I mean to say, when I saw that play, because on one hand, I don't think Brandon Marsh should have caught the ball. On the other hand, a better center fielder probably would have caught the ball. Break it down for me, Jody, how you see this whole situation. And really, because here's what we're really getting at today, 215-592-9494. Amongst other things, we'll get to the Eagles and all that. But what last night's game represents, obviously on a positive side, the biggest positive clearly is Mick Abel, both short-term and potentially long-term, being a guy you can count on at this level. We'll see, but it's been about as good a start as you can have. The negative last night, twofold. One, the bats don't hit. And two, you have a play like that one in center field where you say, could have won that game, and if he catches the ball, probably do win the game. Your thoughts, Jody?
Yeah, I guess even though I just said I'm the glass half full guy, yeah, I think Marshall's got to catch that ball. If you can get to it and you can get your glove on it, and it wasn't even an extension play. It was a he decided to go into a slide play, which our right fielder does all the time and has actually become very good at it.
Very good at it.
And I did not believe that when he first showed up here in Philadelphia. What are you going into that slide for? Unnecessary. And he's been doing it ever since, and he's really good at it. He might be as good as anybody in baseball doing the coming in, go to one knee slide, and that's what Marsh tried to pull off. I don't know if it was just one of those perfectly hit balls between two guys. I think he was afraid of Weston, not Weston Wilson.
Kepler
in left.
Yeah.
Because that's why I think he slid. I think if he had a more comfortable feel that he knew where Kepler was going to be, Kepler knew where he was going to be, maybe a better communication, don't know who said who to what, then maybe he doesn't need to go into the slide. And I think he could have caught it without going into the slide. So he goes into the slide. It hits his glove. I'm sorry, you got to make that play.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, that's clearly what people on social media were screaming about. Seltzer, what do you make of that play in the game last night and what it represents?
So I didn't expect him to make the play, but to your initial point, I didn't expect him to make the play because it wasn't Johan Rojas in center field.
Yeah, or if Gary Maddux.
Yeah, or whoever. But
Victorino probably gets it.
A lot of center field. Right? I'm saying specifically with this Phillies team, if Johan Rojas were in center field last night, I think he catches that ball. I think he gets a better jump on it.
Yeah.
Marsh didn't get a great jump on it. To Jody's point, like, yeah, if you get close to it, I always think you should catch it, but
get your hand on it.
But he kind of got, did it hit his glove? It felt like it hit the ground.
I couldn't quite
tell. It looked like it bounced off the ground then into him. Either way, he was close enough.
He was very close.
Yeah. But I think to your point, Joe, I think this is much more an indictment of Brandon Marsh being in center field than it is of that individual play. Like, the guy's not a great center fielder. He's not. He's a great left fielder. He's a really great left fielder. He is an average center fielder. He doesn't get great jumps on balls. Yeah. He doesn't take great routes to balls, and he's not like a sure-handed fielder. Like, the ball bounces off him a lot more than it should.
Well,
so
one thing
it's an issue.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, one thing we know, particularly based on how the Phillies crafted their team last season, they really wanted Brandon Marsh to be the left fielder. They wanted Rojas to be the guy for the future at center field. It obviously has not worked out. Now, he hasn't been quite as bad this year as last year. But, I mean, he's not exactly trending as a guy you expect to be here for the next 5 years.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And this is why we have conversations. Let me give you, for instance, this is why we have conversations of, should they, and I know it's going to sound ridiculous today after he pitched so well yesterday, but like, should they trade Mick Abel for a center fielder? This is why we have those conversations. Because, you know, when you look at a guy like Mick Abel, as well as he pitched last night, is he likely to start in the playoffs? Absolutely not. Now, is it impossible? No. You could have one or two different guys get injured. You could have Aaron Nola come back and not reestablish. You could get to a point in September and October when Rob Thompson says, I mean, this is not inconceivable. I trust Mick Abel more than Aaron Nola. But you also could probably, with what he's put out there, get a pretty damn good player for him right now and plug him into the outfield. So, you know, these are the things, obviously, that have to go through Dombrowski's mind to try to come up with a, I'll call it, solution. Jody, what is the solution?
You're not going to like what I have to say for the solution. Uh-oh. Because
this is an uh-oh. Brace yourself. Hold that steering wheel tight.
Well, no. Nobody's going to get nuts. Okay. But
pull over!
The people that you're talking to, the Phillies fans listening to the WIP at 6:05 in the morning.
Hope you're ripping them.
Are going to want something done now.
Yeah.
They lost the game last night because they had a center fielder, in my opinion, should have caught a ball, and they score exactly one run to back an outstanding outing by a rookie pitcher. Let's fix this now. You can't, because as you just correctly stated, what are you going to use Abel as? Is he going to stay in the rotation?
Right.
Do you move him to the bullpen? Do you think he's part of your rotation going forward for the next 6 years?
Which matters.
It does matter. That's right.
Yes. So to make the decision on June 6th, everybody wants something done yesterday. Forget about now. They want it done yesterday. And the trade deadline doesn't come up till the 31st. And it's not the Phillies that are making this decision on their own,
right?
Because it takes two to tango.
Yeah. No,
so
you're
have to have another team that's willing to go down the road, give you equal value in return, help you upgrade your present-day roster. It might not happen for 6 weeks, Joe.
Yeah.
Everybody wants it today. Maybe tomorrow. All right, we'll wait till tomorrow. No, 6 weeks. Count them off. That's 42 days from now.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm probably raining on people's parade because they want to see something done.
So, okay, a few things going through my mind as you say all that. So, number one, you're right. Number two, though, I'm going to give you a though, is, and people have to make their own determination, and the Phillies have to make their own determination, to what extent they value winning the division instead of just getting the wild card. And we know the trick with this. You can, if you're one of the top two teams in the league, get a bye, and essentially you've won a round before it's begun, but you also can go into the playoffs in that way, maybe a little cold because you've sat for a week, or you go in and play in that wild card. Here's my point. The Phillies are trailing the Mets, and they're trailing the Mets in part because of imperfections with the Phillies, which, yeah, they'll round out some of them, or at least I think they will at the trade deadline, but you also are playing games now that impact the standings at the end of the year. And last night's an example of that. Let me give you one more thing. So you can chew on all that.
But let me respond to that first, because you're right, but you're wrong. You're right in that you should keep your eye on the division.
Yep.
And I do think there is a major value to winning the division. You're a game back in the loss column. If you were four games or five or six games back and you needed to make up a ton of ground, yeah, you might not have the luxury of patience. You might have to try and force things a little bit quicker than you are when you're a half game. The Phillies got out to a quick start. They got the lead. Then the Mets got hot, including sweeping the Phillies. Then they got the lead.
Right.
Then the Phillies win 10 of 11 or 11 of 12, whatever it was, and they grab the lead. Then they have a bad week and lose four. Right. Then the Mets go. So it's going to go back and forth.
Yep.
So you can't overreact to, uh-oh, we're behind right now, so we've got to do something immediately. No, you don't. Not when you're a game back in the loss column.
So look, 215-592-9494 to jump in on all this. Jody Mack in for John today. One other thing to me that really stood out last night, and I can't imagine anyone that saw the game didn't think of it. Stott's just not, not holding up his end of the bargain right now as a leadoff hitter. If he's a 7 or an 8-hole hitter, you know, you can deal with it. As a leadoff hitter, I mean, he had, in my opinion, I think most would agree, the single most important at bat last night in that whole game for either team. I mean, you know, he was up. You got a 1-0 lead. It's the middle of the game. The bases are loaded. There's less than two outs. you got to get a run in there. And you don't get it because he pops up. And if you really look at what has happened this year, and I don't say this disrespectful to him. I like Stott, but they haven't won because of him. I mean, they just haven't.
He hasn't developed.
He has not, Rhea. From where he was 2 and 3 years ago to now, he just hasn't.
I thought there was a really high ceiling.
Remember we used to talk about Chase Utley? Like, you know, like, I do love him defensively. I like his headiness, you know.
He's a ball player. He definitely
is. He is a ball player. But he reminds me of Polanco in that sense.
Yeah, but he is not developed, to Rhea's point. Like, he just has not turned into yet. Like, he's still not old. Like, there's still potential, right. But he hasn't turned into the player we thought and hoped he could be.
It's been a disappointment in certain ways, yeah. In a lot of ways.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.